Welcome to our Blue Papers podcast edition. Blue Papers are our version of white papers here at 4imprint. They cover a wide range of business topics, all with an aim to help your organization succeed. This is episode number 214, Platform Overload, Part 2. This episode is presented by 4imprint Incorporated customer service manager, Brandon Manthe.
Platform Overload, the right platforms for your social media campaigns. Social media, everyone's on it, from Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn to Instagram, Snapchat, and Google+. The list of social media team players seems endless. And just when you think you've mastered one, a new kid comes to town. If choosing the right social media sites for business is an overwhelming part of your social media strategy, you're most certainly not alone. Effective social media management requires a focused effort directed at strategically chosen platforms. And we've taken out the guesswork. Learn what content to share, where, and how to stay ahead of the social media curve in this podcast. You've got a story to tell, and social media is a great place for sharing. But each social media platform has a unique set of capabilities, and some will be more applicable to your business than others. For example, if you run a professional photography school or an art studio, photo sharing sites like Instagram would provide a great platform for you to showcase the visual aspects of your business. If you provide drone videography services, you may find that video sites like YouTube better showcase the work you do. Look at each channel and find where they intersect with what you do best. In the article, How to Choose the Best Social Media Platform for Your Business, author and online marketing expert Scott Levy spells out the pluses and minuses of the most popular social media platforms. He suggests when it comes to choosing which social media platform you'll utilize, select those that offer the best potential for reaching your ideal audience and broadcast the type of media you've decided is best suited for your company. When it comes to selecting social media sites for businesses that are large or social media for small businesses, most people and companies can't be amazing on every platform. That takes a huge amount of bandwidth and resources. Instead of having a subpar representation in a lot of places, be awesome on a few of them. Here are some specific parameters of 5 popular platforms and the type of content sharing they ace, according to Levy. Number 1, Pinterest. This online bulletin board is great for content sharing and allows users to pin items to their online boards, essentially saving them for future reference and sharing them with their followers. Pins are image-driven, so strong visuals are important. Users can comment on one another's pins and click on pins to access external web pages. Says Levy, if you focus on wedding planning, travel destinations, interior decorating, fashion, or foods, you can say a great deal about your products and services through your stunning photos or videos. Number 2, LinkedIn. According to Levy, LinkedIn is great for forging connections with people, engaging in group discussions about targeted interests, and showcasing your expertise. LinkedIn is also a popular publishing platform, so if you have original content you want to share, LinkedIn is an option that may offer exposure opportunities outside of the standard blog that position you as an expert in your industry. Number 3, YouTube. YouTube is a great sharing site for videos, including corporate videos. The key, says Levy, is to make your video engaging, as no one will watch a boring video. But that doesn't necessarily mean video production has to be high-end. For many, YouTube offers the opportunity to potentially go viral with their message. What comprises an irresistible video? Levy explains, it's a good idea to watch a number of YouTube videos and see which ones generated hundreds of thousands or even millions of hits. Videos that show people how to do something, demonstrate your product or service, or introduce a new or unusual and visual product can help you benefit from YouTube. Number 4, Twitter. This platform provides a perpetual real-time conversation in short, text message-like posts. It's ideal for companies that want real-time engagement with their audiences and are willing to put in the effort to maintain it. Levy says if you have breaking news, updates, questions for your followers, or if you want opinions now, or even need to announce a recall, Twitter is the way to reach out to people. And number 5, Facebook. Facebook has extensive saturation and power. Its user base is enormous and worldwide. While there is some sense of immediacy, Facebook doesn't have the same rapid-fire vibe that Twitter does. It's more about the long haul of audience relationship building. Levy comments, almost any business can benefit from having a Facebook page. But Facebook isn't about selling. Your goal in using Facebook for Business is to let customers get to know the people behind the logo. If done correctly, your fans become loyal followers, and Facebook can be a very significant lead generator. As you can see, the type of content you have access to and wish to share plays an enormous role in your selection of the right social media platforms. Size is another consideration. The temptation for many businesses is to focus on the largest social media platforms. Depending on the size and scope of your business, this may be a valid choice for you. But social media is about much more than Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. It's about more than the number of users. It's important to remember that the big sites have more information for your content to compete with. While your best conceived social media campaign could get lost in a sea of memes, viral videos, or hashtags on a popular site, it could gain real traction on a niche site. So, when you're considering platforms, dig deeper. This may require a little legwork on your part, but the payoff could be huge in terms of target market saturation. Here's how to go about it according to marketing expert Neil Patel. Number 1, consider joining what Patel calls the Big Four. That includes Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and Google+, three of which were detailed previously. In addition, Patel says Google+ is a social media game changer. He explains when you combine Google authorship with the world's dominant search engine and create a social media platform that integrates them, it's no wonder that Google+ is turning up as a dominant form of online social interaction. Number 2, consider what Patel calls the lesser three, Pinterest, Instagram, and YouTube. You may also want to consider location-based sites such as Foursquare and Yelp, particularly if you have a brick-and-mortar presence. Number 3, consider even smaller sites. Patel clarifies that these sites are still massive, but they appeal to people who have shared interests. These sites include Tumblr, StumbleUpon, and Reddit. Lastly, Patel suggests exploring niche sites that may be a fit for your business and select one. A social network that is specifically created for your target market may offer more return on your investment of time, energy, and other resources. How do you find the right niche social site? Patel recommends simply putting your keywords, along with the word social network, in a search engine to see what's out there. Niche sites won't post the big user numbers that Facebook has, but you'll have a more accurate sample of your target market when you find the right group. Once you've nailed your platforms, it's time to research future social media platform capabilities and rise to meet them. It's important to remember your social media strategy should not be static. In the top 7 social media marketing trends dominating 2016, author Jason Demers says it's helpful to look at the trends that are taking center stage in social media right now. This information allows you to tweak or even overhaul your social media strategy for your business as needed to best capitalize on these movements in the future. Here's what's trending. Number 1, hyper-relevant content rules. Users are beginning to prefer content that is in the moment, and most platforms sort posts not chronologically, but by relevance. That means better posts get better play. Number 2, live streaming is gaining momentum. Video has been increasingly popular in social media settings, but these days, users want more. In fact, they want live streaming video. With the advent of Facebook Live, chances are demand for live streaming content will only increase. Number 3, social interaction is changing. New types of interaction are emerging, including one-sided conversations on Snapchat and applications like Messenger for Business on Facebook, aimed at customer service. The range of options is constantly growing, with new capabilities emerging. Staying on top of this can put your business on the cusp of the next big thing. Number 4, a more personalized experience. As we mentioned, users want content that is relevant to them. Social media platforms have heard the demands for customization, and they're doing their best to meet those demands. And number five, social media apps are doing more to keep people in-app for as long as possible by offering greater functionality. Experts say this trend is only going to increase as it relates directly to app revenue. Demirs says some of these functions include in-app search functions, embedded content, and in Facebook's case, even a personal digital assistant. Savvy marketers don't have to adopt all of them, he says, but will want to recognize the influence of broader app functionality as the trend is likely to shape the future of social media marketing. So there you have it. You're now well on your way to discovering the right social media platforms for your business. Remember, you don't have to do all the platforms well. The key is to select which platforms work best for your business to reach your customers and to focus on executing on those platforms in the most effective way. In time, armed with a thoughtfully developed strategy, your business can experience measurable ROI, improve customer relationships and business growth through the power of social media done well.
Thanks for listening to this two-part series on platform overload. If you're looking for more information about this topic, make sure you check out our blue paper and infographic at foreignprint.com/bluepapers.